Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. At this point in the growing season, we're just combining the crop that used up top soil moisture all year long.
We're still finishing up 2023 a bit on the dry side if you look at the big picture.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for the final USDA topsoil moisture condition report for the year,
dated the 26th of November, nationally we see topsoil moisture 41%, very short to short. That does, however, represent a 5-point improvement from the previous week. At the same time, we will finish up the year with topsoil moisture just 4% surplus. The only area with significant surpluses as we wind down this reporting season is the Northeast,
where three states report topsoil moisture surplus at or above 45%. Much of the nation reports lingering dryness, particularly in locales such as the South.
In the South, we will see half a dozen states come in ending the season with topsoil moisture at least one half, very short to short. Right at the top is Alabama, 74%, very short to short, followed by Louisiana at 72%. Some of that dryness still extends into the Midwest. Iowa will wrap up the year leading the Midwest, 67%, very short to short. And we see some of that dryness still patchy across the Great Plains, coming in at 61%, very short to short this week, a tie between Kansas and Colorado.
And other than snowmobilers, very few are worried about our snow drought. Hey, we're out of time. Have a great day. This is Inside Agriculture. See you tomorrow.